Well, trees provide shade, natural protection for your home, and a place for your kids to play, and plenty of oxygen for the earth. So if you're thinking about planting trees on your property, you are on the right track.
Just make sure you choose the right spot and plant thoughtfully. We get expert advice right now from This Old House host Kevin O'Connor and landscaping expert Roger Cook. And guys, it's a fairly big project, but it can absolutely cut your energy bills.
Yeah, that's right. Planting a tree takes a lot of energy, but doing so can actually save you some energy when it comes time to heating or cooling your house.
Kevin, this is a tip we learned from the farmers from hundreds of years ago. If you look at an old farm, there's always evergreens planted on the north side to block that cold winter wind and even the snow from getting to your house.
So you like evergreens on the north side?
That's right, but on the south and east side, I like deciduous trees. In the wintertime, there won't be any leaves. They'll allow the warming rays of the sun to get to the house. But in the summertime, it's full of leaves. It'll block that sun and actually help cool the house.
Sounds like a good idea, but does it really save money on your energy bills?
The U.S. Department of Energy estimates that just three trees properly placed around a house can save $100 to $250 annually in cooling and heating costs. Even if you can't shade your entire house, just shading the AC unit can save you as much as 10% off your energy bill.
Good tip, and we've actually got a lot more energy efficiency tips and step-by-step videos on thisoldhouse.com.
And don't forget that adding those trees can really beef up your curb appeal.
It can, if they're properly placed.
A beautiful house that saves you money.
Thanks to you guys. We know just how to do that. Kevin O'Connor, Roger Cook from This Old House. Thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Great to be here.
And you know what? This is really a great idea because you're making your property look beautiful. And then the best part about it all is that you can save a good amount of money. And there's lots of ways, if you're creative, to save money.
Absolutely. And today's edition of This Old House is brought to you by Cub Cadet. Cub Cadet, you can't get any better. Up next, we're going to stay outside with tips to help protect kids from the dangers of drowning.